I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Essential services are collapsing in Sudan. Only one hospital remains in Darfur, and community kitchens have run out of food. After 2 years of civil war, more than 4 million people have fled to neighboring countries. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, partners with local church planters. A recent medical outreach gave vital help to Sudanese refugees.
We were able to receive the medicines and air freight them to the areas where we had access to refugees. In one location in 8 days, a doctor, the nurse, saw 1,000 children.
As medical teams cared for physical needs, church planters walked along refugees in their trauma, offering the hope that can only be found in Christ. Now that you know, how will you respond? Ask the Lord for guidance and then wait on Him for answers. And it was an outreach that they were told would never work. When Slavic Gospel Association launched their compassion ministry in Belarus, delivering necessities to needy families, local pastors initially pushed back because no one in Belarus would open their door to a stranger. What they didn't realize is that families will open their door to a pastor delivering groceries with Christ's love and compassion. SGA's Eric Mock says now, 11 years later, this ministry is flourishing.
The figure the pastors last week gave me is that 7% of all people coming to faith out of all the ministry of the churches in Belarus is through this ministry, compassion ministry, 7%. And 10% of all the pastors in Belarus are engaged in this compassion ministry through support from SGA.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.